Now, I know Alex is big into conspiracies, and I feel like a lot of people on the show kind of believe, well, they do. They believe the end of the world's coming, and just, you know, will the government be good or bad, all these different things. And I'm wondering if Alex would like her like the show or not. I watched it on Netflix, but it's on National Geographic, and they're called Doomsday Preppers. They're people.
Oh, I've heard of this.
They prep for the end of the world. Some people might think it's going to be a terrorist attack on like one of our nuclear things in Pennsylvania, or maybe like a zombie outbreak. You know, I mean, like a virus thing, all kinds of things. And they prepare for it. They practice their scenarios. It's absolutely insane. Listen. This is great. Just listen to one of the clips from an episode I watched recently.
Although Jerry has spent over $7 million to make his home structurally sound, completely self-sufficient, and fully supplied with food and water, he has not limited his survival plans to the bare necessities.
A lot of people buy gold and silver, but I invested heavily in toilet paper because everybody needs it. And makes life kind of rough if you don't have it. It's a better investment in the long run.
Did you hear, though, $7 million? This guy's obviously loaded.
Yeah.
Some people are just like in the backwoods, but this guy, but he's like, well, I got toilet paper because toilet paper is what I'm going to need.
I think that's smart.
My sister cannot watch this because my sister, any room she walks into, she looks at all of her surroundings and thinks of like what the best way would be to get out and like of each case scenario, if there was like a fire, tornado, like a murderer, what she would do in that situation.
I do that too. Like when we go out to eat, I try to be in a position so I can see somebody so I don't get shot. Totally random. But that's a show you can check out on Netflix. It's National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers. What are you into this week, Alex?
I am loving Khalid's new album, Free Spirit. It just came out, and it's actually on course to be his first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart, which is very exciting. It's so good, and I really like the song, My Bad. My bad. Throwing me up, you've been wildin'. That is Khalid's new song, My Bad, on his new album, Free Spirit.
Man, he sounds so good.
He has one of my favorite voices right now. He also has a song on this album called Out of My Head with John Mayer, and that's the one that's doing the most popular, and John Mayer is my favorite male singer of all time.
I love
John Mayer. I'm loving that song as well.
Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I'm into this song called Strawberries. It's by my favorite band called Camp. They're like a folk indie band.
Didn't you just go see them in concert?
Yes, and it was the most amazing time of my life, and I actually got to talk to the lead singer about this song because I told him that whenever I get married, this is the song I want to have my first dance to. I think it's the most romantic song in the world. And he did say that on their new album, he has a song that's going to top this. So just hold out before I commit to this song.
Well, hold on. Don't get me that far along. I want to hear the first one. Let's see what we got here with Camp.
Be my blood. Or I'd shoot the moon, and it wouldn't be enough. Be my books, head on your shoulder with damn good looks. Be my hands, and I'll paint your picture, darling, the best I can. Be my heart. Got you in the end. I wish I had you from the start.
Oh, you just see Liv the Web Girl and Jewel Daddy dancing in the first dance.
I just love this song so much. His voice is incredible.
That is really a good song. I'm going to have to check it out. They're called Camp.
Camp. They're like everything. Every single song is perfect.
You can swipe up on our Instagram story to see everything that we're talking about at Joe and Alex Show.
Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
Someone called me out on Instagram for not having one last week, so I had to make sure I had something this week. But the NHL, they start today, so you've got until tonight. But it's called the NHL Bracket Challenge. It's kind of like a spinoff of March Madness, but you could actually win $100,000 for the best bracket.
I feel like you have a gambling problem. There, I said it.
No, gambling is when you spend money. I ain't spending nothing. Because I don't have
He doesn't have any money to spend.
He has a money problem? Okay, okay.
He literally told me in like when March Madness was going on that if he had money, he would be betting.
Ooh, hey, don't tell
so
me
there is a gambling problem. See, everything in the dark comes to the light. Well, that's what we're into this week. You can check it all out. All you have to do is go to our Instagram story. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, Taylor Swift did the coolest thing ever for a fan who was in a bad car wreck. And this celeb says she can look at you and know what drug you need to be prescribed.
Okay, Alex is on a couple of drugs right now.